Hello there, and welcome back to the podcast. Surprise, you have another episode today instead of just one a day. This won't repeat itself. You can rest easy. I just wanted to catch up to my friend Chris, who is already on day four and wanted to publish day four as well. So this one is going to be about a topic close to my heart. We talked in yesterday's video about how to write a blog post that actually gets indexed and ranked on Google. And now I want to talk to you about the one thing that prevents so many of us bloggers, creators, from achieving our goals, and that is the rut. And the rut is what you feel when there is no progress. Imagine this, you are now publishing weekly or even two times a week or maybe even daily and nothing is happening. You have no clicks, you have no engagement, you have no likes, whatever it is that you are measuring. Nothing happens. That is the rut. You go day by day and you don't know what you're doing wrong. And I'm here to tell you that the rut is long and it's painful and it's something that you should not rush. And when I'm saying rush, you don't really have anything to do other than keep going forward. If you are a creator like me, if you are a blogger, you probably won't see a lot of engagement at the beginning if your blog is brand new. And that is there for a reason. Imagine what would happen if any person who starts a blog would right away reach the first page of Google. It could happen. But when it does happen, it means that you wrote something so spectacular that it outranks everything else because it has more value. It is something that Google tests with certain people when they search and they click and they enjoy it, and it signals Google to rank up that article to the first place. But you won't always publish something like that on the first try. So that's one option. The other option is that you wrote something that is not ranked at all. You wrote something brand new. Maybe there's a new TV show and you're the first person to review it. That review for that show would probably rank in the first page of Google if that's the only content available for that show. Still, you shouldn't rely on looking for the things that are brand new. We can't invent the wheel. What we can do is we can look at what we know and look at what's out there and realize what we can share from our own experience. Because when you share something from your experience, that's when it resonates with people the most. And let me give you an example. I've started this episode with saying that the rut is something that a lot of bloggers face, and I said that I experienced it too. So let me give you two examples of times in my life where I was in the content rut and I failed in getting through it. So the first one was a website called Geekosmos. That's a website that I opened, I think around 2016, and it was a WordPress website, and I don't get along too well with WordPress as a whole. It's not just like publishing on WordPress, it's the platform itself. I know a lot of people love it. I know a lot of people are using it every day, but I just don't get it. Something in the whole system feels outdated and clunky, and I don't know, I just don't feel it. What I do use a lot is a platform called Ghost, which I love. It's modern, it's fast, it's easy. when I used WordPress back then for Geekosmos, I would publish with a lot of friction. I would publish a lot of gaming articles. The one that sparks the most memories for me was an article about The Witcher 3, where I think it just came out the year before or something, and I decided to write a review about it. And that website was dead. It was completely dead. I don't think I was using analytics back then. There were a lot of tools that I just didn't know existed. And I remember logging in when I used to log in and not seeing anything. Not views, not comments, nothing. Nothing was there. It was very heartbreaking, but it was also completely my fault, because I think back then I had the mentality that I needed to publish and then wait for a response. But that's not how it works. That's not how it works. You publish, publish, publish all the time. And waiting for a response is something that you never should do, because you can't control people. You can't control who will come to your website. You can share it. You can do SEO optimization. But do you know who will come to your website? No. You can start an email list, which is something I will talk about in a different episode, and it's super important. But you can't control people. What you can control is your content. How much content do you produce? And what I used to do was publish and wait. Publish and wait. Publish and wait. And I think a lot of people do it too, and it's just heartbreaking, because we can't control people. Geekosmos died, and some time passed by. I was on Medium, I was writing there, I was learning how to receive feedback from reviewers, and I published a lot of articles over there. My personal blog just didn't make sense anymore because I was on Medium, and I published my words over there. And then the pandemic hit, things shifted again for me, and I found myself starting a blog on Ghost, and that blog was The Geek Writer. And again, I repeated the same mistake with The Geek Writer of publishing and waiting for engagement, publishing and waiting for engagement, publishing and waiting for engagement. I did another mistake on The Geek Writer, which was combining a lot of niches together, and I did not earn topical authority because of it. I was trying to combine both educational content about content creation, writing, blogging, and also nerd stuff. Hence the name The Geek Writer. But that did not work. I was trying to combine all of the things that I love into a website, and that should have been a newsletter, if I wanted to keep it that way, because as a newsletter, you can just talk about the things that you like and you publish issues and people sign up to get those issues. It doesn't need to be specifically SEO optimized, because you drive people to it through websites and social media. But at least from my point of view, the newsletter doesn't really stand a lot on its own two feet in terms of SEO optimization. It just exists and people sign up to it when they find it from your other content. Like YouTube, for example. People can tell you that they have a newsletter and you can find a link in the description of the video, which is also a good opportunity to tell you that I have a newsletter on Beehive. And if you want to reach it, if you're listening to this, then the description of the episode has the link. And if you're watching this on YouTube, hi, you can actually get the link in the description as well. The Geek Writer was also a website that did not succeed because I didn't find the balance. I still kept waiting for the engagement, and I added plugins to make it easy to comment. And again, I messed up and I gave up on the Geekwriter as well. Then I did the same mistake, I think about a year ago, with a website that I called Nerdy Modern Blog. And Nerdy Modern Blog was a website that I focused solely on nerd things. And that website also not succeeded, but not because it didn't get traffic. Here, I already started getting traffic because I got volume. Because every time I stopped a website, I imported those articles into the new website. So on the first days of my newest website, which is now the site that I am keeping no matter what, the name of that website is Nerdspace Magazine. And the first few days of that blog had, I published on it about 55 articles. And to this day, some of those articles get traffic. And specifically, one of those articles got viral because of news in the niche. And now the Google Search Console says that it has about an 800% increase in traffic views. The main takeaway of this episode is that the rut is something that you need to persist. You can't get around it. You can't fly over it. There is no other way than through. That's the takeaway. And if you focus on the things that you can control, like how many articles you publish, did you optimize what you wanted to optimize on the articles? Do you cluster content? Do you cover topics that are related? Are you doing keyword research? All of those things are things that are in your control. Viewers, likes, engagements, those are external factors and are not in your control. But somehow we tend to focus on those first. I think for today, that's the episode. The rut is something that I experienced many times. And at least now, when my YouTube channel and my blog are starting to get traffic, I feel like I'm getting through it, but I'm not over it, because the other side of the rut is where success resides. The only thing we can do is just keep on going. Thank you so much for listening or watching this episode. If you have any questions, feel free to comment on the YouTube video or maybe send me an email. If you sign up to my newsletter, you will receive a welcome email that you can just reply to and then ask me any questions. And also, if you are watching this on YouTube, tell me what you think about this setup. I'm trying something new, and maybe this will be how I do YouTube videos from now on. Thank you again so much, and I'll see you in the next one.